Railway Kids. Story and illustrations by Liu Youming. Hurrian Books. This story begins at Wanhua Station about 50 years ago. Not far from the rear station was a large open area used for loading and unloading freight. Every day, many people went busily about their work. Mobile vendors sold food from their bicycles, and the local kids came here to play. The kids loved to watch the trains thundering past, imagining that they too were traveling to faraway places. When a train slowed down to pull into the station, the children would cheer in unison. During festivals, a stage was set up in the freight yard for performances of Chinese opera. People from all over came pouring in, creating a most lively scene indeed.
Hey boss, come play for a sausage.
Sticky tofu, delicious!
The freight car was brought over. The workers strained to unload the freight and reload it onto the waiting ox carts.
Hey, careful with that. Put it over there. Okay.
Ah, Liang, what are you doing?
You want to read Comics Weekly? It's the new edition.
No time. I gotta look for sweet potato drops.
Ah Liang was adopted by the Lin family and had to help out at home. After school, he would often come to the freight yard to scavenge coal, which could be used at home to boil water and cook rice. But he was more enthusiastic about the sweet potatoes. Were there really drops to pick up? In those days, sweet potatoes were transported in straw bags. The bags would get dragged and knocked about and develop small rips, allowing the smaller sweet potatoes to fall out. But sometimes the sweet potatoes would get wedged in the hole. The kids picking drops couldn't help but think, if I just gave it a tug. Whenever they helped the sweet potatoes out of the bags, the kids were sure to be yelled at by the workmen. Ah Liang was very clever and often ended up with the most drops. He would give some to the kids who got the fewest. Sometimes you even got a great meal without doing anything. When watermelons got damaged during hauling, the workers would call everyone over to have some.
Hey kids, come and get some watermelon.
This is yummy.
When the workers were on their lunch break, Ah Liang would be watching intently from a distance.
Checkmate.
Hey look, Chang Zaya lost again.
One day, the workers thought they would teach Ah Liang a lesson and started throwing rocks at him.
Abao, run! They're pissed this time.
Those little rascals are stealing sweet potatoes again.
One afternoon, it began to rain cats and dogs. The workers in charge of loading and unloading began to speed up, rushing to get the ox carts out of the freight yard.
Hey, hurry up.
The kids who'd been playing also scrambled to get out of the rain. Suddenly, one of the oxen lost its footing. It fell forward onto its knees and wouldn't get up.
Lazy ox, don't want to move? I'll teach you a lesson.
Hey, don't hit him!
The street was covered in mud. The ox couldn't get up. It just sat there on the ground and endured the beating. Out of the corners of the ox's eyes flowed tears, mixing with the rain. A crowd of people gathered to have a look, but no one said a word. They watched as Ah Liang grabbed the owner's hand.
Stop hitting him! What would you do if you were this ox? He's your partner, so when he's sick and can't move, you're gonna beat him?
Hey, you up front! What's the holdup?
The rain kept coming down. The crowd of onlookers whispered among themselves, saying how kind and how brave Ah Liang was. Working together, the crowd helped the ox to its feet. One by one, the ox carts left the freight yard.
Isn't this kid the rascal who's always following us, picking up the sweet potato drops? Hey kid, you've got a good heart. Why don't you take these sweet potatoes home to your family?
Gee, I don't know what to say.
The rain finally stopped. The trains resumed their rumbling procession in and out of the station. A golden sun appeared from behind the clouds, releasing its last glorious rays.
Done for today, old Wong?
Yep, ready to go home.